Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. I know, settle down. Settle down. I'm excited, too. John's a longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He's helped so many people with their businesses through his work over the years. When he was a major producer of the Tab Boards groups down there in San Antonio. Very busy as an author. He's an award-winning author. Hunting in a Farmer's World, one of the few books in the world that I'm jealous of that he wrote instead of me. And, of course, his new book, The Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bus, is a landmark book on helping boomers exit their companies. Just a seminal work that I admire very much. And he's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I really admire and appreciate your work, that you're working hard on helping people divest of their babies, get rid of their babies, and leave with as much happiness and money as possible, which ain't easy.
You make it sound like I'm working in a Belarusian orphanage or something. No, that's
not. It's Sophie's Choice. Heck, you and I both know it is like Sophie's Choice. It is. I mean, wait a minute. Let me see if I got this straight. You've got a sack of money. You backed up to my yard, to my building here with a truckload of money you want to dump on me, but you want me to leave this baby that I've been building for 40 years that defines me, that I'm not just Jim Blasingame. I'm Jim Blasingame, the president of XYZ Company. Everybody knows who I am. This is where I come every day. What? You want me to go swap that for money? That's not that silly a statement, is it?
No, not at all. No, and you know, you mentioned my books and hunting. I talk about taking off the cape. You know, the difficulty, and the big problem. The big problem that we have with exit planning is it's physical. It's physical. Simon Sinek did a really good book called Leaders Eat Last. I don't know if you had a chance to read it. But he talks about, you know, the chemicals in our body. And, of course, one of the ones that we all love and cherish is dopamine.
Right.
And dopamine's the addictive neurotransmitter.
Right.
It's what happens when you drink or you do drugs or something. You get a shot of dopamine and it makes you feel good. Well, it's also you get a shot of dopamine when you do something. You just took an action that makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And the action that makes business owners feel good is making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that 20 or 30 or 40 times a day. It is totally addictive. They come in and they say, "Boss, I don't understand. What should I do?" And you say, "Well, in my wisdom and experience, I say, go do this." You know, the Patrick Stewart thing, make it so.
And the longer you've been doing this, the easier and the better you are at this. I mean, you actually are good at this.
Right.
This is what you are good at.
Yeah, and you want more.
Yeah.
So that, you know, people say, you know, well, when I leave, I'm going to work in a charity or I'm going to do woodworking or something like that. That's very nice, but that's not 40 hits a day.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, there's one survey out, and I don't particularly agree with it, but there's one survey that says 75% of all business owners say a year later they regret selling the business. And I think a lot of things can be done to prepare better for that.
Some of that probably meant that they didn't get the deal, that the financial deal they worked out didn't work out.
Yeah, or somebody told them they got a better deal. That's usually it.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, it's hard to fill 8 or 9 hours a day, assuming you're not still working slave labor. But, you know, it's hard to fill 8 or 9 hours a day with those little hits, the bang, bang,
right,
bang, bang, that you get all day long from running your business.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. It's a hard decision. But that's right. I mean, folks, think about that. John's just telling you that this is not just some financial decision. This isn't even a time management decision. This isn't even about how much golf you want to play. It's a physical, maybe you could almost say it's a medical decision because of the dope. You know, you're thinking about what is effect doing to your body. So this is wise stuff to think about, folks. And this is why, if you're a small business owner and you're approaching the fourth quarter of your career, you need to think about how you're going to exit your business, because you will go out. This is not a question about whether you're going to go out. The question is, are you going to go out head first, healthy and wealthy and wise, or are you going to go out feet first and leave chaos behind? And I've seen both of them, and John has too. That's the reason he's so vociferous about his work and focused on helping you. And we're going to do more of that after the break, 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.